The unsolicited mailer is labeled voting report card. It includes a registered voter's name and address and whether or not they voted from 2016 till now. The group says it'll be reviewing voting records after the election to determine whether a registered voter joined their neighbors in voting, and says it plans to share a report after the election of those who didn't vote. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has sent a cease and desist letter to National Voter Engagement Group's Center for Voter Information and Voter Participation Center. Brown says the letter's threatening tone violates Maryland's law, which not only prohibits behavior aimed at suppressing votes, but also restricts inappropriate attempts to compel voting behavior. The groups tell Maryland Matters that voting history is a public record, and the letters have proven over years to get more voters to the polls. Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.